Pentagon, 109 U.S. service members diagnosed with mild traumatic brain injury. By Christina Wong on February 11, 2020. The Pentagon on Monday afternoon updated its numbers on how many U.S. service members suffered from mild traumatic brain injury, TBI, after Iran fired ballistic missiles at an Iraqi base where they were stationed. It said as of Tuesday, 109 have been diagnosed with mild TBI, an increase of 45 since the last update. Of the 109, 76 have returned to duty, or about 70%. The department said 75 were treated in Iraq and returned to duty. One went to Germany but has since returned to duty in Iraq. Of the remaining 33, 27 were transported to Germany for further evaluation and treatment. 21 of those transported to Germany were transported to the U.S. 5 are being further evaluated in Germany, and one returned to Iraq, as previously mentioned. 7 are en route from Iraq to Germany. The Department of Defense remains committed to providing the American people timely and accurate information about the care and treatment of our service members, a Pentagon statement said. This is a snapshot in time and numbers can change. We will continue to provide updates as they become available. Pentagon Press Secretary Alyssa Farah said in a statement. The Defense Department is steadfast in its efforts to deliver programs and services intended to lead to the best possible outcomes for our service members. We are grateful to the efforts of our medical professionals who have worked diligently to ensure the appropriate level of care for our service members, which has enabled nearly 70% of those diagnosed to return to duty. We must continue to address physical and mental health together. Democrats have argued that the TBI injuries show that President Donald Trump was incorrect when he said there were no American casualties resulting from Iran's attack, which came after he ordered the killing of Iranian Quds Force leader Major General Qasem Soleimani. Follow Breitbart News Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.